Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Bavli, Menachos, Daf Tez Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis Amad Aleph at the top of the page. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Eliezer, Adam Oimed Ne'er Shabbos Vo'Oimeh Harizu Truma Lemachar, Ve'en Adam Oimed Beshabbos, it should say Vo'Oimeh Harizu Truma Lemachar. Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Elazar says that on Erev Shabbos, but not on Shabbos, a person may declare, this will be Truma tomorrow. Amar Rabbi Yosi Ben Bun, Ein Adam Oimed Ne'er Shabbos Vo'Oimeh Harizu Truma Lemachar. Rabbi Yosi Ben Bun says he may not do this on Erev Shabbos. Masnif and Pliga al Rabbi Yosi Ben Bun, Login Jen Tvul Yoim, Umilo, Minachavis, Masa Tevel, Im Amma Harezu Tumas Masa, Misha Techshach, it should say, Harezu Tuma, Im Amma Harezu Eruv, Loi Amma Klum. The Gemara asks the question that there's a Mishnah in Maseches Tvul Yoim that disagrees with Rabbi Yosi Rabun. If a jug became Tomei and it was immersed in a mikveh, it has the status of Tvul Yoim, it's considered Tomei until sundown. If it was filled from a bowl of Masa Rishon before its Tumas Masa had been separated, in order to declare the contents of the jug Tumas Masa, so if he said, this should be Trumas Masa at nightfall, it's valid Truma. If he then said, make for me a Erev Tachumim with this food, it's invalid since this produce will be Tevel until Shabbos itself, and an Erev must be made before Shabbos and cannot be made from Tevel. Patala l'sha'ava, the Gemara says, no, it's not ideal from him to declare that it should be Trumas Masa at nightfall, but if it was done, then it's valid. V'atani v'mechia oimer islach meima l'sha'ava. The Gemara asks the question, but Rabbi Chiya taught in the Braisa that he says, which sounds like it's ideal, not only if it was already done. The Chazaba, as a result of this question, Rabbi Yosi retracted. And we come to next Mishnah. Hayu loy te'inim shel teva b'seich b'esoy v'hu b'beis ha'medrash oy b'sadeh oy me shnei te'inim shani osed l'hafrish harei hein tumah v'asoa ma'aseh v'tisha ma'aseh sheni. If he has tevel figs in his home and he's in the Beis Medrash or in the field and he doesn't have time to go back home and physically tie before Shabbos, he should say, the two figs that I will separate will be Truma, 10 shall be Maaseh and 9 shall be Maaseh Sheni, and the solution relies on the principle of Breira, which is retroactive selection. Hayu demai oimer ma'ashani osed lahafrish namacha hayu Maaseh v'sham Maaseh samachloi zesha sisi Maaseh osed Trumas Maaseh alav v'Maaseh Sheni b'tzvoinoi or b'droimoi u'mchol al hamois. If the figs were demai, he should say, whatever I will separate tomorrow is maaseh, and whatever is closest to it shall be the rest of the maaseh. That which I made maaseh shall become tumas maaseh for it, and its maaseh sheni shall be to the north or the south of it, and redeemed onto money. And the Gemara says, my kadoin mikva l'kish afishena. The Gemara says, the case must be that the tithing takes effect from now and works based on the concept of breira. Hegia atzmecha shehaisa tuma tahira mikva l'kish oichlena. Imagine that the fruits were tahor, and that if he would separate the truma, it could be given to the kohen to eat on Shabbos. So he should say, it's already truma. When I eat the fruits, it will be identified. And imagine if the truma was tamei, he should say, it's already truma, and when I will place it in the corner, it will be identified and given to the kohen to burn after Shabbos. Tani metaltala. Echad Truma Tahira, Echad Truma Tmeya. The Bible says he may carry it, even Truma Tmeya, on Shabbos. Amr Bezeira, Hadad Amra, Tevo Shiresh Olav Tanai, Mutala Talta the Shabbos, Kesidu Oise, Noisin Einav from Mixosai, Vaichel Es Hashah. Bezeira says we learn from here that if Tevo has a stipulation on it, it may be carried on Shabbos. What should he do with the Tamei fruits? He should decide that a particular part will be Truma, and he may then eat the rest.